everybody, welcome to the Sega Addicts Writers Room Halloween edition. I am your host, Matthew J. I am joined by Stevie Grant.
Listener beware, you're in for a scare.
Alex Barbazes.
Motherfucker's gonna die tonight, that's why I smoke weed and get high tonight.
Brett Hatfield.
Sup?
Alright, we're gonna do a quick Monsters of the Week. Stevie, what Monsters
and you're Matt J.
I did that already.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Stevie, Monsters of the Week, what monsters did you kill this week?
Monster blood.
You killed a monster blood? Alright, Brett, what did you kill this week?
A giant satanic Egyptian chicken thing.
That's awesome. Alex, what did you kill this week?
Big fucking giant killer dick.
Whoa, and I killed my unborn brother in the womb. We're going to do Stevie's letter. Stevie, who did you write a letter to this week for Halloween?
Okay, here is my spooky Halloween edition. Letters, okay. Dear GirlGamers.com. Hello, I write for a site called SegaPedophiles.com. We don't rate children. Well, Matt J might, but I think that's just how he rolls. Anyways, I want to write for this site because and shit. Also, I am a man, but I would still be good because I could sex you, but not when you have periods because you are angry when that happens to you. Anyways, if you don't want me to hire, then you can sex me up on my body in pecs. Please do that. I'm not gay. Hire me. Goodbye from Stevie.
That was spooky.
It was a spooky edition.
I think it's scary that someone thought that was funny.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Isn't that where you used to write for Matt J, Girl Gamers?
I totally would if they wanted to hire me. If they would pay me more than Alex Riggin, which is nothing.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. One Canadian dollar.
Hey, listeners. Today's a very special episode because tomorrow is Halloween. I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but Halloween's already passed. I guarantee it.
We'll be listening to this
at Halloween 2011.
Maybe.
For this special episode, we thought we would do a commentary on an episode of pretty much the favorite show of our podcast, which is Goosebumps.
The episode is One Day at Horrorland, so please don't download it. Don't do that. Don't email me, and I will not provide you with a link to it, so you cannot download it.
Yeah, go to eBay and find a VHS tape,
and then stick it in your USB port.
Yeah,
and
go back to eBay and buy a VCR, and then once it all gets to your house,
buy a Betamax.
Hundreds of dollars. You'll be able to watch this. Or just go back in time and watch it on Fox Kids or wherever the fuck.
I need more food.
It's gonna be totally worth it, though.
Yeah, get that time machine.
Hunger pangs.
Okay.
And we're gonna get this started. So is everyone... What are you trying to send me, Stevie?
I'm gonna run this show from now on, okay? This is my show. It's the Goosebumps cast.
Oh, shit! Right. Off the takeover!
Okay.
All right,
so
Stevie,
everyone...
Stevie can count us down.
Okay. When I say go, we all hit the play button, and then we'll start, and it will be amazing.
We're starting at 0-0-0, right?
Yeah, we're going from 0-0-0-0-0.
And
listener,
we'll
beware,
sure
you're in for a scare. 3, 2, 1, go! That must be R.L. Stein. It says so on his briefcase.
He's carrying R.L. Stein in that case.
Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah.
All his papers are going everywhere.
Oh, fuck. It's a flying G.
There's a G!
And it
oh, that lady's not... What happened to that lady?
Some
she
dog.
Got so frumpy from the G.
That dog is fucking scary.
Goosebumps makes you frumpy.
Is that G backwards?
No, it's wacky.
How come it's shadow
do you
forward,
even,
then? That G has
do you
to be
know
backwards?
How to write a G?
No, the shadow is forward, so the G has to be backwards, right?
I'm gonna turn this shit down.
No, do you know how shadows work?
No.
You're thinking of mirrors, brah.
No, I mean, the G would have to be facing... You know, forget it.
No, it would not. No, think about it for a second. Hold up something to the sun and see what shape it makes.
Oh, I live underground. I
well, this is only part one?
No, both of them are in it.
If they're both in, I checked.
Because I didn't want to be, like, fucking worrying about closure.
Oh, by the way, this actually ends on a cliffhanger and it never gets resolved.
Oh, great. Oh, don't all Goosebumps books end that way, though?
All Goosebumps end with someone in the story was a monster, and it's not the person you thought it was.
And like they haven't been caught.
Or it ends
it's gonna
up
be the little
with,
kid
like,
in this one. I guarantee it.
Why is Luke's face filled with Vaseline?
Do all the Goosebumps books take place in the same universe?
Ugh.
I think so, yeah. It's hinted that. But in some of them, like, I mentioned there's one where it turns out they're actually on Mars.
I like the one where it's like, oh, everyone's a monster, and they found a human.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
It's the best one ever.
My favorite one is the one where the guy breaks his glasses and he can't read any of his books.
That's funny. My favorite one is where he's dressing up as his mother killing people.
My favorite one is the one where Chandler sees Monica in the shower. She tries to see him in the shower.
My favorite his one dick is just fucking clogging the drain.
Favorite one's more where Siler slices everybody's... Oh, wait, we're talking about something.
My favorite one's where we bomb Japan.
That's just a historical event. That's not even a show.
The terror of his
William show. Fruit. Give it up to that man, William Fruit, for directing this episode.
Give it up to him for not changing his name for show.
What's in the...
Oh, fuck.
Hadouken!
Oh, it's Mario.
He should have jumped over that and got a point. You know, if this happened...
Good acting, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're all so scared.
Those are lens flares. This episode is actually directed by J.J. Abrams.
LOL. LOL. Oh, there's a commercial break for a second.
Actually dead.
Best special effects ever.
Oh, I wish we had the commercials on here.
Listen, if everyone saw... Oh, my God. We were watching a Family Feud. We're watching a Family Feud from the 90s that my friend's roommate had taped. The guy who couldn't get it in. And his family... one of the commercials was for Hooked on Phonics, and the lady's like, I think this could work for any race or ethnicity. And we're just like, oh. Oh my God. And there's another one that's like, Summer's Eve. Teardrop douche. It's like, oh my God, what?
You know, this family, they're still going after they were just attacked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, would anyone in your family be like, oh, well, this fucking thing just threw fireballs at us, so.
Let's go on, it must be scary.
Oh man, the SFX are great.
Oh, because hell yes. This rivals this anything LucasArts has ever done.
Oh, it's a fucking hand.
Sounds like the music from like a PS1 game, which is the same thing. About
Jersey Devil,
and I'm very happy
it's
about
the same
it.
Same thing. These effects are from. You know, these monsters put a lot of effort into their signs.
If you're visiting Horrorland Park here,
this is a good sign too. When all the people, no one's here.
let's hang out at this abandoned theme park.
Ah! Goro
attacked by a fireball.
I think it looks like fun.
And it's on a bridge as well. This is the most weird way to get into a theme park.
There has been nothing...
He just hardballed a fucking Taliban.
There's been nothing to apply this as a theme park other than the signs so far.
Well, usually there's long lines to get in. Good.
Like they were...
I like to, like... Shoulders slink like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, this is where I would turn away. Surely in real life it wouldn't look like a costume.
Scary was shit.
Yeah, I would turn around at this part in case something was up.
Why wouldn't the monsters want money? He's an American monster, too.
Yeah, that's the point. Sense.
I should have watched this before we did this. I'm actually like getting into it and paying attention. What's going to happen next? What?
Oh, this is the rogue monster.
Killed that thing on Tekken 6.
Oh, Christ!
That's a...
Holy green screen, Batman!
It's shy.
They could get
it's not a horrible green screen, though.
They could get the disembodied head to talk. Oh.
They think it's so funny.
LOL.
Oh my god.
The monster's mouth didn't even move.
That was a bit too much. Why is there a skull on the camera?
It's like it's disguised.
Everything's horrified.
That's the most well-hidden camera.
This isn't even a theme park. It's just a forest with some novelty skeleton.
Yeah.
It's a national park.
Oh my god, I think I see a little horror down there.
I see a little horror on the screen. Oh.
Oh, by the way, later in this episode, it really, like, satirizes game shows and starts doing that. It's so weird.
Trust me.
Have you seen it?
Goosebumps was known for its satire.
Oh, yeah. It's political as well. There's the episode with Bob Clinton. That's really good.
Bob Clinton.
Why would... If you're a parent at a theme park, would you ever let your kids go off alone?
Just because, like, if there's no one there.
Well, there's no people there, so what's there to be afraid of?
There's no
delicious pedophilia?
She looks like she'll have some big hoots later on in life.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
I wouldn't know that.
Just putting that out there.
We have yet to see a single...
Oh, they're having such a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, wait, those are some people.
This is a theme park where you just go for a walk. It's just a regular park.
Oh, wait, that's the...
What's up, dog?
Horror. You did go to Horrorland. You can't be afraid if someone tries to scare you. You can't, like, get really pissed off
Should
at them.
It's a mean!
That was the nicest monster ever.
Yeah.
God, I'm really scared.
One summer, I had to work at Horrorland.
Did you tell people to get out?
No, I just worked at the ticket booth. I had to jump in front of everybody.
It's like, okay, bend down until people are leaning over in, and then jump up.
Yeah.
That's a good initial scare. Oh, here's some attractions.
There are no lines for these rides either. It's just a door into it.
It's Brainiac.
Like, if they ever wanted to have a line to one of these rides, they'd be fucked, because there's nowhere to go up in an orderly queue. But they didn't... He didn't answer their question.
No.
They couldn't...
Clearly, it's not that scary.
They couldn't afford to actually shoot this at a theme park?
This isn't scary.
Oh my god, I'm being scared!
Oh my god, mirrors! I'm so spooked!
They're also having too much fun doing
this. Oh, here's something scary. This one's just a regular mirror.
Holy shit!
Come on, I'm having one fun with this one mirror. I need to...
Well, she's going to throw
I need to stand here for a little bit.
This looks like the bathroom at a bar.
What a retard.
Lizzie.
I just admire myself in the mirror.
Is her name Lizzie?
Liz.
Ah.
Oh, wait, I think we're getting to some scares.
Ah,
now.
You're in here.
Oh no, it's the checkered floor.
That's the scariest of all floors. Oh, she's coming.
She's coming.
I should have said in before.
Nice.
You're in a hall of mirrors. Of course you're going to get fucking lost. That's the point.
You're hoping it was scary before, and now you're scared and you're fucking bitch.
Oh, press kids, that you're stupid. Button.
Holy shit.
Davros!
He's
that
there.
Scared for the viewer than for her. Oh shit, that was a great effect.
Right through the mirror.
So he didn't try to like grab her or anything. He just showed up and then went away. That was the big scare.
That's even scarier.
Well, he's going to bust
him. Ah!
3 seconds.
It's behind you. Wait, that just happened. Why is she scared now?
Why is he dressed like Sergeant Pepper?
why was she scared the second time, not the first time?
Oh dear, I hope our kids aren't in mortal danger.
Hey, let's get a snack!
There, our kids are screaming. It's a horror theme park. Of course they're going to be screaming.
When he grabbed her shoulders and was like, yeah, but I'm going to get some tonight.
Peggy, it's rape murder land. What are you going to expect?
It's Joseph Fritzl land. I really want that.
He's not over here. Let's try over here 5 feet away.
And you were expecting something else. Chances are he's going to be punched in the face.
Oh.
That's an actual... Get it? He punched him. And
LOL.
He's
a...
Oh, she's going to die.
It's not Gear Act 3!
Oh my
this
god.
This is scary and silent. That's not...
Oh, those are awesome!
I want one of those!
Those are sweet!
These were leftovers.
Oh, not so sweet.
These are leftovers. This place used to be Jurassic Park.
He's putting his pus into the punch.
This is the sequel to Jurassic Park 3.
These are what happened to the dinosaurs? They became monsters and started an amusement.
Well, they found amber from old monsters with a mosquito with monster blood in it.
Yeah. And didn't the dinosaurs become really smart in Jurassic Park 3?
Yeah, that didn't happen to these monsters.
Yeah.
I hope she's dead.
She
For
dies.
Those who like Wally foot fetishes.
No, I think that I think Horrorland is tailor-made to your own horrors, and she's so afraid of her own body image.
It's a metaphor.
Honey, let me finish my pus. Wait,
we don't even have rides.
Wait, so is the park the monster and all the monsters are really nice?
That's the horror. It's subverted your expectations.
It's a really nice monster. It's a really well dressed monster.
It's fucking timer. Pimp.
I can't. Yeah, are these monsters nicer?
They just spiked her with LSD. She's still in the car.
Aren't you having a fun time?
Hit her with some date rape or something like that.
It wasn't really a ride. It was just being freaked out. And then
that's just a room.
What was he looking at there? Speaking of popular rides.
I'm going to find out. Oh, yeah. I bet she's been in a lot of like direct-to-DVD stuff where she's been naked.
What's... Ooh. To the Google.
She was that girl who really liked Croc.
One day.
Hey, this is the episode that the DS game is based off of.
Yeah.
I found that out.
Yeah.
Coffin Cruise. That kid's hair is fucking horrible. I'm going to IMDb it right now.
These parents are searching really hard, just standing there and looking.
Wait, what's this?
And asking where they are.
Honey, I don't think it was a good idea to let our kids run around an abandoned...
Her name's Lizzie, right? Heather Brown. What else she been?
Heather Brown?
Heather Brown. She's been in a little TV show called Our Hero, which I've never heard of.
That must be a little TV show.
Headland was her last acting role in 2005.
Maybe she dyed her hair black and called herself Ellen Page.
Our Hero? Blue Murder. She's not done anything really since. Her biggest credit is Goosebumps, the TV show. Oh, and she was in Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Her biggest credit is this.
Better.
Her most popular credit is this episode of this podcast.
She decided to do Are You Afraid of the Dark because she thought that'd give her a bit more credibility.
That's not even going to be released for another 20 years.
Whoa, yeah, this looks like a good idea.
It's a spoiler. What do you think happens?
How is this a ride?
The coffin closes.
You're right.
This This isn't even a
He's got an eye patch. He's a badass.
There just
monster.
Happened to be a river through there, and they're just like, we can ride it?
These theme park designs are terrible.
Nothing is controlling where they're going to go.
Maybe it's fine, though.
Maybe it's remote control.
It's like River Rapids.
Ooh, she's going to start digiting herself.
I don't know, there's a skull on the camera.
That's the scariest camera I've ever seen.
Oh,
yeah, rocks. Who is she talking to?
I love how they put the effort to like the logo on the coffins as well.
Oh, if this thing flips over, she's gonna drown. There are holes in that thing.
Oh yeah, that would be
HL.
That would be the best thing to happen in this episode.
Have they set up that she's claustrophobic or anything? Or is this just
no.
happening now?
Would you like to be in a coffin?
Were they in the car? Like, you know, you're afraid of coffins
no.
floating.
Oh yeah, I'm afraid of coffins.
He's so happy.
His ride.
That kid's gonna grow up to be a My Chemical Romance fan.
You could have just put him in a cardboard box and shook it around, and he would have had just as much fun.
He's got the hair. He's got the obsession with death.
How did she hear him? There, he's in a coffin. And how did he not know
that
ride? Got in. How did he not notice that? Oh, and luckily it goes right there again.
Wait, you didn't have fun when we locked you in a coffin and pushed you down a river?
Wait, how did she get out? It never showed her going. She's just there.
She's got like that instant transmission from Dragon Ball.
The kid's such a pussy. I mean, I hate spiders too, but.
Why has that one got an eye patch?
Because his eye's fucked up.
Because he has one eye, yeah.
Wouldn't he want to exploit that? Yeah. Just for the? Why am I applying logic to this?
There's a skull on the camera.
It is really good. Yeah. They did put a lot of effort into making this theme park scary.
They spent all their money on the surveillance system and weren't able to afford rides.
They spent all their money on trying to get Heather Brown or whatever.
Yeah, we need a big time actress.
She was on Are You Afraid of the Dark?
She has experience.
That's
you can tell by her boob size.
That's like Mad TV getting the same host as Saturday Night Live.
Except bigger.
Yeah. Mad TV jokes, yeah.
That shows. Oh, is that show not still on? Is that not relevant? What are you talking about?
It's not on anymore, no.
Wait, is that the same guy except without an eye patch?
Shut up. Here comes a touch.
Oh, he's lucky that
it's
that
all right, I'm
child,
a pedophile.
He was hoping that wasn't his kid.
That mom is kind of all right.
Why don't they just leave?
She's got nice.
That's what they're doing. They're going back to the car. They
no, because there's that thing on the bottom of their car that's gonna make it go wow, wow, wow.
Well, actually, I know what happens at the end of the episode.
Don't tell me.
It does come into play. Oh, I won't spoil.
Well, of course they would. They wouldn't put on the bottom of the car if it wasn't.
It'd
going
be awesome if it didn't come in play. It's just like oh,
like a bridge or something like that.
I forgot to delete that one thing. Oh no, it's locked.
Why can't they climb over?
Well, there's spikes on the top.
Just toss the kid over.
It won't lose out the roof.
That thing is barely taller than the dead.
Exactly. He can get over that.
No exit. There's no way that's not just a gimmick.
Oh my god. I'm fucking scared.
No one leaves horror life.
That's a weird thing to put on the back of your sign.
I'm glad. What if they just looked back as soon
as
they came?
Wow, I can read!
They would have seen that sign and left. Go find the manager when
well,
you've been
locked.
Yes, molesting your kid.
I love how her first thought is we should have gone to another theme park instead.
It's Nightmare Train all over again!
How come that one is so much better than the other ones?
Because
he's dumb!
Ah! Dun, dun, dun,
oh, that's part one.
Brad McDonald, you are a hero.
Yeah.
They could have gotten a better effect if they just... Is it really that hard to pour slime down a black surface that just needed to be CGI?
Well, yeah, if you're not Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, maybe they had a trademark on it.
This is big-time Pixar, actually.
That's not slime.
P is for Pixar.
Good.
Oh, my God, they've got a Scholastic logo on the back.
Yeah, here we go. Right into the next one, motherfucker.
Now we can discuss the G again.
The G. We can discuss how the G makes this lady.
Oh. The G just made her
his favorite
in
part
room that she was in.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Oh, they did a shortened one. Maybe. I can't tell.
Because it doesn't show the montage of clips.
It didn't go ruff, 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 ruff. My favorite part, so I'm kind of mad.
That. Or I will give you such a pinch! Oh, he actually did pinch him.
That's actually how you defeat horrors in Horrorland. It was in the book, but not touched upon in this episode.
What, you touch their faces?
No, you have to pinch them.
Really?
And then
what the hell?
Yeah,
that's
their
weak.
It's not in this episode, but in the book it was like how they defeated him.
I can't even tell if you're telling the truth or not.
I am telling the truth. I'm telling you, if you look up the plot.
He's British, of course he's telling the truth. His accent never lies.
Oh, this is the game show bit. So part one was...
Oh god, what an epic tie.
Those monsters are 4 feet tall, can't turn their heads, and they limp, and they run into an outhouse to get away from them.
Wouldn't you?
I want that tie. Or is that a mascot?
So the first half was based around a theme park. Now this is a game show. This is brilliant.
Molestation.
There's some snappy dressed monsters in this place.
Oh yeah, they definitely put the effort in. Not
Orland
into the theme park.
In camera.
The camera's hidden in the toilet.
We need like
no, they're hidden under skulls.
Like monster versus Statler and Waldorf up there.
What is he wearing for pants? Tatters?
Spikes.
Baby skin.
I love Super Slow-Mo.
Oh, LOL.
To be fair, that was quite funny. Well, be
right. Yes! How incredulous they look.
Who are those super cool nerds up in the booth? The heads?
What's the premise of this game show?
No, it's more like America's Funniest Home Videos or whatever.
It's a punked show.
Yeah.
It's a mix between punked and...
No, it's AFV. Punk. You gotta be in touch with the 90s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a game show.
They can win a car and everything. Told you. How did they get
this?
This
is so predictable!
Did they make the car themselves? Or did they go out and buy it?
It'd be funny if every episode of Goosebumps just had the same monster as the last one, but they added something else to them, like some other affectation. Like in this one, there was an eye patch, and the next one just got a hat. And the next one, he's got funny glasses on.
This one's got ribbons tied around his horns.
These people are greedy. They're going to get fucking killed.
They will, sort of.
They will, sort of. Thanks for the spoiler.
That's a weird monster as well. It's a gay one.
Pardon me.
Look at the rack on that thing! And by miracle worker, we mean mimetic molester.
Hmm.
Why did they put him in
Ear of Holyfield? Really?
I get it.
God.
90s.
Oh. Like, they expected all kids to get that. I mean, I would have, but...
He's not even putting makeup on him. He's just, like, puffing them with a pink thing.
One more.
No, that was...
He's pretty effeminate, too.
That was a completely useless moment. He just put a pink sponge on their faces.
This is why I'm against monsters marrying each other.
Vote no on prop monster.
But
marriage equals human and human. You lost the game.
Humans get raped! There's no way this can be good. Why is he wearing a dress?
No, that one's a female
one. Why is
one.
She wearing a dress?
What the hell?
It's the only female monster.
Why are you wearing clothes?
How did they get their robes? They must have.
Would
an
you fuck a female them. Monster? They can play against each other?
You mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait,
sort of.
Whoa! How can they lose if they're playing against each other?
One of them's gonna get killed.
So clearly. They get a car. That car is
well, deal. That means one of them's going to be turned into a steak.
Oh, hey, there's a reference to another Goosebumps
lose
book.
A limb.
It says eat worms. Because, like, there's an episode called Go Eat Worms.
Eat Worms.
So that is, Go Eat Worms. That's a ref to another Goosebumps book.
I like they're like lose a limb. Go Eat Worms. Oh no!
This is like if Saw was a commercial game. To be fair, this beats Saw and Seven.
Somehow, I have a feeling every letter is G.
It is in the same font.
That's not a very funny joke. Who are those people? Why are those such classy people? And everyone else is just the dregs of society. It's just like human life.
Is it, I told you this was satirical. This is a comment about the class system.
And monster marriage.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
See, this is something we should be showing in our history classes.
Murphy.
So what do you think it will be? Let's play along.
The Morrisons are dead in my eyes.
What do you think, Brett?
Family. The Morrison family.
The Morrison family is dead.
It's dead.
It's not dead, but it is the Morrison family is.
The Morris family. It's the Morris family, not Morrison. I guess it's...
You can't expect me to memorize their name.
This game is going on really fast.
I can't get emotionally attached when I know they're about to die.
They really are throwing money at them.
The Morris family is...
Oh, yeah, it's a five-letter word. Trapped? Dead? How many letters are trapped?
It's five letters.
It's fucked without the E. Morris
family. Oh, wait, this is great.
This is what Stevie dreams about.
God, this is so funny.
What?
You know that every writer on the show is just a failed SNL writer.
Failed? More like they quit to make a good stuff.
I didn't want to work with.
I like he's wearing a big letter shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they call themselves monsters? I would have thought monster would be a derogatory term.
No, you're wrong. Everyone loves being
lucky. Except no, it's not.
It's not lucky.
No.
Losers, except spelled in an extreme way.
Is lunch.
No. Yeah, you're right. It's lunch.
Oh, thanks
Dude, what do I win?
Bastard.
They never used the lose a limb card. I wanted to see that in action.
Pour it on them.
It's like watching Figure It Out again.
To be fair, this is more tame than most Japanese game shows.
Hey, there's snakes down. What the fuck? Okay, compared to the air one, that mask just looks so cheap.
Snakes, oh, like, fucking idiot! If they lost a limb, oh, it's only the game.
If their kid got bit by it like a copperhead or something.
Yeah, see, you're right.
Yes, we're so happy we're about to be eaten. We won. They're going to eat us.
How did they know their last name? It wasn't mentioned in the episode, was it?
No, I heard it. The Morris family.
Oh.
Good segue.
We're going to get an awesome commercial. No.
There is another awesome commercial, though. Oh, it's right here. They cut to another commercial right now.
A Hummer. Yeah, it's not that.
Exactly, we'll be back. They just had a commercial break and now they're having
Sometimes
another
they one. Do that, though. Where you only come back for like 40 seconds.
Siler!
You and your heroes references.
I look like the nerdy Siler.
Just because okay, he has black hair slicked back doesn't make him Siler.
I think it looks like Spock.
Well, I miss Heroes, okay?
It's a horrible show. It's a horrible show.
I miss it so much. Okay, it was kind of horrible from season 2 on.
Cut the deck now. Cut the deck.
I love the nerdy monster.
We need a Statler and Waldorf. I swear.
They're ready to cut one.
No, that's cutting the deck.
Well, that was lucky of them.
You won your old car with a bomb on the bottom of it.
Oh.
Okay, if this were like a 2000 show, the wife would have like been trying to murder the monster for that.
Well, that one guy's a cowboy.
And why is there a monk?
That's so funny.
This last half of this story is radically different from how it started.
Yeah, why did this need to be a two-part episode?
Yeah.
Could have just escaped.
It's a little thing called padding. Padding out your
but
season.
But they could do a whole another episode, but with the game.
They could have done Monster Blood 77.
Why does it have green headlights?
Because it's more fantastical that way.
They're monsters, that's why.
I don't want to win the wolf.
I do. Wolves are fucking awesome.
They must have had Heather Brown locked in for 2 episodes and they really needed a user.
Door number 1.
What was she going to do? Was she going to pelvic thrust that key?
That's a big key.
It's a keyblade.
Why'd they even play against each other?
Because the only time they get to shoot this game show is when a family just happens to wander onto the set. they can't like schedule an episode.
They can't just be like, if you want to be a contestant.
Yeah, if you want to eat your family.
Oh man, cool glasses.
Prototype aviator. Before their time.
Oh, it's a shadow. But wait, the monster must be backwards and not facing us. That's how shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that monster backwards?
Oh, he returned. Was he waiting there just in case they didn't win?
This is the night. Ow! That was scary.
I want to have you. What? No, he said help. Never mind. Wait, is he like a stereotypical Jew monster?
He's a Ferengi.
Wait, is that a Jewish accent? I've never heard it.
Oy vey. He's like talking in Yiddish sounding.
I like his motives for.
Oh Christ.
You should have been the host of Raw Deal, so I'm gonna save you.
I'm gonna sabotage them.
You got a Raw Deal on Raw Deal.
Oh.
They're so leaves. The entire time they're like, we just want to win a car, and then they don't win a car. Yeah, now you pay the price.
I wonder if this is what happens when anybody loses on a game show, like any game show ever.
That's a really pretty place for a place called Horrorland. It's like a beautiful Sylvan Glen.
You mean just a forest?
Yeah.
You didn't take the deal.
Oh man, it's too bad they put that thing on their car though, because they're fucked either way.
And how in the hell eats them?
They're in Bacon Acres now.
That's what you call a good setup.
What are they, pigs?
Why are they talking out loud? Quickly, this way, go.
Because they're family, and they have to speak to each other.
They're stealthier than Solid Snake. What the fuck are you talking about? Sup, dog?
Yeah, why are they pigs on now?
Stop talking. Stop talking about how you'd rather go to Zoo Gardens, getting you.
We're going to go to Zoo Gardens. We're right, right over here. Come eat us. We're over here, dog.
They ate a baby stroller.
Delicious!
Oh my god, there's pancakes.
And then they went on a bender with whatever was in that cooler.
This is why when you go camping, you're supposed to hold your baby in a tree.
What? In a hammock.
I'm scared for them.
Put it in like a
we're emotionally invested in these characters.
I want to see them live!
That's why it had to be a two-parter.
Yeah.
For no reason.
You'd get really invested.
Saying it now, I ship teenage girl X-Monster.
Climb over a fence for once, bitch. Oh, never mind. Here's a
or under. Well, that's not the first time she's been in a hole. What are you talking about?
That was very proper of them. They were like, "Oh, girls first."
Why didn't they just? Oh no, they can pull it down.
They can just power through the fence.
You. What the hell?
Oh Christ!
That was a good action.
Dad's been waiting his whole life to do a combat roll like that over a car. You know, his wife was in the car like, Jesus Christ, just get in the fucking
car. I'm dreaming this my entire life.
I can't put the key in the keyhole. Oh, shit.
That's not a metaphor for anything.
What was he biting?
Hold me, sis, hold me.
Wait,
hold me in your gentle melons.
They smash the
calm down, you're in a car.
These are the most incompetent monsters ever.
This is the most incompetent father ever. Oh, the
Taliban!
If we won the new car, it's your fault.
If we won the new car, this wouldn't be happening.
Why didn't they just kill them when they got there? Why didn't they go through all the shit? Like, no, first we really freak them out with our hollow mirrors, and then
because
we trap them into our game show.
Oh, this is going
to
be awesome.
Road
well, the road's closed, so.
Yeah!
One of the monsters sticks his thumb out and they pick him up.
What's going to happen with that thing now?
It's so hot right now.
Wait, they pick up an axe murderer, and then the next story begins.
No, they
wait, how did they get from a forest to a beach?
Hey, they're in New Jersey.
Clowning around.
Whoa, no, this would be a good time
to
jump.
Where do all the birds go when they're inside the car? When they're in the car, you don't see any birds.
Shh.
Wait, this would be a good chance for them to just, like, jump out of the car. Oh, wait, here's the cliffhanger.
Oh, Jesus!
It's an actual cliffhanger.
Literally a cliffhanger.
And it never gets resolved.
There's no way they're getting out of that. That car is almost all the way over.
They could have just jumped out of the car.
Look, it's still tilting. They're not
going to
be okay.
This is the most random ending to anything.
In other words,
this is like the end of the Cable Guy, but from monsters.
Cock minus the roach.
Okay, that was so fucked up.
No, that family's dead. That's not a cliffhanger. They're dead.
Because there was no, you got to tune in next week to find out if they're just there the entire time.
That's just a way to get around showing people die on TV. They're dead.
No, wait, because there was an sequel book called Return to Horrorland, where they returned to Horrorland.
Really? The same family?
They returned there because someone's paying them money to go back and investigate.
What?
I want to see that. I want to see that TV show.
That
were
one
all
never
grizzled old vets?
That was a book.
I wish I could express how bad that was.
You know what? Amazing. We should hire that family again and film Return to Horrorland.
I think it's time. I think we should do this with more episodes of Goosebumps.
Yeah, that was
I think
really...
we should do this with more stuff, period.
We should always watch Goosebumps.
I think Goosebumps is the best.
Or like the Goofy movie, hint, hint.
I think... Sorry? I think a good one to do would be there's one about a superhero villain. That one's a good one. And
this
it's got very
show?
Bad. Yeah, and it's got Adam West in it.
Really? Oh, fuck yeah!
Stevie, that's your job. Find that one.
I know what that one's called. It's like it was based on one of the books where it was like a comic book villain comes into real life.
You
but
just
Adam
Google
West
search played. Adam West Goosebumps.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Right. I'm doing it right now.
Well, Stevie's going to find that episode, and we're all going to download it. I mean, he's going to find the file, because that's...
Attack of the Mutant?
Yeah, that was it. He was the mutant in Attack of the Mutant.
He's the bad guy?
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, but...
No, don't watch it. It's more funny if you don't.
YouTube. Yeah.
Okay, so that was a really fun episode.
Yeah, Attack of the Mutant.
That was a good episode, yeah. That was a good... I like the monster commercials.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love how
The ending of the one is what Steve...
My claw.
He came right back from, like, the commercial break and said, this is what they're gonna win. Now we've got another advert.
Sometimes that happens. That commercial was what Stevie dreams of at night. Those monsters getting it on.
But yes, that is it.
I want to see some monster porn. Now.
But anyway. Listeners, that was a good way to spend your Halloween. Listen to this next year, why don't you?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it'll actually be released.
Yeah.
One day.
Okay.
We might be talking into a tin can.
Are we going to wrap this up?
We can wrap it up.
Yeah, because I've got to go. I'm going to a party as a witch zombie Grim Reaper thing.
I'm going to go see some improv comedy.
I'm just
you're so cool.
What? I'm not the one going to a party.
Oh man, I'm such a hipster. I like improv comedy.
More like gay stuff.
Well, you just did improv, so...
Alex, you ever go hang out at the UCB? You live in LA.
Yeah, I do. It's very funny.
I know.
My friend is like one of my best friends out here is like obsessed with fucking comedy. So we just saw Donald Glover live and
how was that?
He's really funny actually.
He's a really funny guy.
He's really funny. For not having like a stand up comedy background, but funny guy.
Yeah, he's only been doing stand up for like less than a year pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much just started doing stand up and it was really good.
Yeah, wrap up time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to your fucking party. Boost Thanks for the
what?
Goosebumps.
Stevie, what are you going to be for Halloween? Let's do this.
What?
Wrap up. What are you dressing as?
A Grim Reaper with werewolf claws and a witch hat and a pumpkin mask. So I'm going to be a pumpkin werewolf witchcraft.
Brett, what are you dressing as?
A loser from West Virginia.
Awesome.
Amazing, right?
How are you going to find that outfit?
you've missed the joke, I think.
No. You missed my counter joke.
Of course. Okay, I've been so foolish.
I last night I was a bag of groceries because I made the costume in my trunk of my car when I met some people at a bar. And tonight I'm gonna be Burt Reynolds from the movie Striptease.
Awesome.
So, what about you, Matt Jay?
I'm gonna be Prince from the Bat Dance video.
Oh, sweet. So you're going to do the half and half?
I thought I was going to do that, and it was too much work.
It's just, you gotta find like a purple outfit and then like another purple outfit and sew them together.
That, or I'm just gonna Sharpie dicks on my face and pretend to be someone with a social life.
Oh, I was gonna make a joke because I saw that and that you're gonna actually go as Matt Gay.
Go as Matt, your alter ego.
Yeah.
So boy, we're all at Sega Addicts. Do we have anything else to plug? I don't
know. No. Goosebumps.com.
Us all too. You can find us on Twitter via Sega Addicts.
Visit R.L. Stein's personal blog.
Yep, and you can find all of our Twitters through Sega Addicts because we have a little Twitter feed now.
I'm the one that constantly rants about sports. So.
And NASCAR.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not a sport. Don't even. All right. Everybody have a good Halloween, a good November, a good December.
In 2012.